This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more, this is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Well, it is in Kansas City a mixed bag to this point for Penn State in the early going at the NCAA Wrestling Championships. We'll get to that in a moment. But it is a mixed bag and only a mixed bag to this point. This half hour of the show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia. It's 11 and 15 in Hummelsworth. And online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, the best in new inventory. Great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee. They go through every vehicle. And a terrific service department that backs up everything. Routine, difficult, they handle it all. At Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. All right, NCAA Wrestling Championships. Braden Davis did what he was supposed to. He won right out of the gate, no problem. He won 8-1 for Penn State as he beat Tristan Luan of Michigan State. So 8-1, boom, impressive, gets the job done. Problems then started at 133. Aaron Nagao was dominated by number 23, Marlon Yarbrough. I mean, and Yarbrough had four takedowns and beat Nagao 13-5, so now wrestle backs for Nagao. Bo Bartlett took a little while to get going, but Bo finally did get going, and he beat Cal Miller 6-1. Had a late takedown, a couple near fall points, and so he's into the second round tonight. But then Tyler Kasich at 149 lost 4-2 to Jaden Abbas of Stanford. Kasich was very aggressive in the third based on everything, but didn't win. He lost 4-2. He's in the consolations. Levi Haynes, though, dominant. 17-2 technical fall in the opening round at 157 pounds as he beat Isaac Wilcox of Ohio State. Messenbrink's going to take on Max Mayfield of Northwestern. Carter Sturacci, Andrew Sparks at 174. Sparks from Minnesota. Bernie Truax and Cameron Pine from Clarion at 184. Aaron Brooks and Evan Bates of Northwestern at 197. And Nick Wilhelm of Indiana will get number one Greg Kirkfleet at 285. All right. The Penn State off, it's a mixed start in the opening round. Two are already into the consolations. Everybody else advanced. Okay. Michigan State 66-51 over Mississippi State with 3:49 to play. Duquesne is up on BYU 46-32 with 15:58 to play. Akron and Creighton tied at 31 with 3:28 to play opening half, and Arizona beating Long Beach State 9-5 with 14:55 to go in the first half. Let's get to one of the more ridiculous statements made in the last 24 hours, besides anything to do with Shohei Ohtani. By the way, in a related note, our understanding is the suit is applied for a job to be Ohtani's interpreter. Right? He went in and said, no, I can speak English. Like, yeah, but you have to speak Japanese. What? It didn't help. Long Beach State's athletic director, quote, said the timing of his decision to fire Dan Monson was done with the hope it might trigger the exact run that led the team to the NCAA tournament. What? My belief and hope is that by doing what I did and the timing of it, they would play inspired, and that's what they did. I'm not trying to pat myself on the back, but it worked.
That sounds like he's patting himself on the back.
You fired him because they lost five games in a row and you wanted to change coaches. It had nothing to do with the run. You didn't expect this. Come on. Oh, my goodness. It's right up there. You just sit back and go, really? Do you really believe that? Come on. Smitherton says that too much has been made of the notion that Munson was fired. I don't buy into that narrative. I think this is really getting lost on people, that we agreed that a change in leadership was necessary. This was something Coach Munson brought to me. Munson says he never suggested otherwise and has handled the situation with class. On Wednesday, he quipped he was working for free now, loving it because the outpouring of support he's received from players, friends, and family. I keep using the word surreal, Munson said. Twilight Zone might be part true. It's been awesome. Mark Few of Gonzaga, less charitable, suggesting the AD should let things play out before announcing a separation during the season. Naturally, Smitherin is in his first year at Long Beach State. He did do well, by the way, to his credit at San Diego State. This is Long Beach State's first NCAA appearance since 2012. Munson's been there since 2007. Smitherin said, "My job is to position our coaches and student athletes to be successful. This was maybe an atypical way to do it, but I believed in the roster that we had. I believe in our coaching staff." What? And our ability to do something special. Maybe this was the catalyst that he needed to inspire them to play for one another. Are you nuts? What the heck is wrong with it? I'm not applying for a job at Long Beach State. You got to be kidding me. Are you crazy?
I hope that was a statement.
That makes no sense. No, he was interviewed.
How do you keep? I don't know how you keep hide your facial expressions when you're the reporter when he says something like that, because that's pretty out there.
Like, look at him. Like, what? Oh. I mean, here's one for you. All right. Say he hadn't fired him but wanted to fire him. He was going to wait till the end. And then he makes the tournament. You can't fire him at that point. Right? How do you do it?
I don't know how you fire him now, especially what happens if they pull the upset now, too. Like,
yeah.
He put himself between a rock and a hard place.
I mean, to make a statement like that, what is wrong with you? Like, man alive, I'm the board of trustees at Long Beach State. I'm like, going, well, you know what you need to do? Be quiet. You're not helping yourself. By the way, Long Beach State, it's not exact. Let me put it this way. Long Beach State, this is not an 18-17 team that made it because they won the tournament. They're 21-14, you know. I mean, it's not that bad. They were 10-10 in the Big West. Now, Irvine went 17-3. UC San Diego 15-5, UC Davis 14-6, Hawaii was 11-9. Then after that it was Riverside, Northridge, Santa Barbara, Bakersfield, Fullerton, Cal Poly. All right. I just, like, how do you say that? I feel we're here because of what I did. Like, how about no? It's like, what do you think? They all woke up and went, oh. I mean, most times, like, most teams are rocked when they find out the coach gets fired. I mean, who brought the players there? I mean, usually it's like, oh, man. And they're all wondering, hey, what, you know, especially if you're not, I mean, if you're a senior, that's one thing. But say you're an underclassman. You're kind of looking around at this point saying, what do I do? Do I go into the transfer portal? I mean, I don't know who the new coach is. Like, all it does is create uncertainty. And to their credit, they won three games, and they got to the tournament. But that has nothing to. I mean, this is not Major League where every time we win, we peel a section. I mean, that's not how it works.
That's right up there with the suit and his white suit there. I don't think we would need to see the Long Beach State athletic director like that. Do you think it's kind of, you know, you said first year. I'm assuming, you know, the underlying thing is they probably didn't get along with each other.
I think it's his first year. He didn't hire him.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't hire him. He saw the 5-game losing streak at the end of the season as an opportunity to get the program in his own image and go from there.
And motivate them. Don't forget motivate them.
Sure. Sure. Hey, you're right. If you're the reporter, how do you sit there with a straight face and go, yeah, I can see where you're going with this. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. You do know you make absolutely no sense whatsoever, right? You know that, correct? Yeah.
But if he believes that, you almost have to hide it because you don't know what's coming out of his mouth next that might
No. There is genuine excitement that this guy is giving you a gold mine to work with. Michigan State has been the first team to advance on this day. They won with relative ease over Mississippi State 69-51. Tyson Walker had 19 points in the game to lead the way for Michigan State and just play great defense. And you're talking only giving up 51 points. Mississippi State shot 37% for the field. Michigan State shot 50%. Walker at 19. Jay Nakins at 15. He had been in a shooting slump. He hit 3 threes today. And Malik Hall at 10. So Michigan State is now they get the winner of the North Carolina Grambling game next. Right? Or no?
Isn't it Wagner?
Wagner. North Carolina Wagner game next. Yep, you're right. It's Wagner. And that game is the next game at 2:45. Duquesne, BYU. Duquesne 48-40. 12:15 to play. BYU has closed the gap. Creighton at the half now leads Akron 39-34. And at the under 12, Arizona now leads Long Beach State 17-13. So let's see how the free throw three-point line theory that I talk about all the time, how it worked in Michigan State and Mississippi State. Michigan State won by 18. Between the two lines, Michigan State scored 35 points. And Mississippi State scored 23, plus 12, won the game by 18. Akron at the half and Creighton. Okay, two lines. Akron has 16 points at the two lines. Creighton has 23. Plus 7 at the two lines, plus 5 at the break. Let's see. Duquesne, BYU. Suits struggled on that when he called them Duquesne in the staff meeting. And then he said, and who's this Bayou team? Like, that's BYU. It's like, oh, it just scares me.
It's funny you say that. A long, long time ago, when I first started at the item, the Pennsylvania State Trap Shoots out in Elysburg, they used to call in the results, and the old guy out there argued one of our guys taking the results that you pronounce it Duquesne, and I will always remember that. They went
back and
forth.
He may have been wrong.
He may have been wrong.
BYU has a slight advantage there right now at 24-22 at the two lines, but Duquesne's leading by 8. And then let's see here. Long Beach State's now winning, by the way, 20-17 over Arizona. Go, Long Beach, go. So far, they've got 6-8. More for Arizona at this point. 13-8 Arizona at the two lines right now, but Long Beach is winning by 3. So, see how it plays out.
I would like to see Duquesne win. That would be a good one for them.
Well, you know, look, I've known Ray Goss for 42 years. I've known Ray Goss 42 years. I've known Ray. He's in his 55th season of doing Duquesne basketball, and he's doing the NCAA tournament. I'm so thrilled for Ray. He's such a good guy. I mean, this is a spot he's always wanted to be in. I'm thrilled for him, beyond words. And that game's out in Omaha, by the way. John Rahm opens up on his move to live and how he feels about the change during a pre-Masters conference call. He's the defending champion. He says, I'm not going to lie. For everybody who said this would be easy, some things have been, but some things have not. Not being able to defend some of my titles, that means a lot to me, and it hasn't happened. I still watch the broadcast. Get out of here. And he says he still watches the broadcast, but he misses a lot. He says, but I can't go back and do. He said, I can't undo it. So you'll finally get a chance to see John Rahm. But, I mean, right now, let's be honest. Liv has all the big names. They have all the big names.
I'm assuming they're after Scotty Scheffler or Scheffler too. I mean, I can't imagine after his performance the last year that they're not looking at him too.
Look, he's been the number one guy the last 2 years. You know, of course, he's won a Masters championship. He's won the Players back-to-back. He's been the number one player. I mean, of course they got to be looking at him. Of course they do. I mean, if they could get anybody, though, off the tour, I think if they were to handpick somebody, it'd be Rory McIlroy. That would send a shockwave. Now, they're not going to get him, but that would send a shockwave. Really? Next would be probably Jordan Spieth.
Does Tiger's name still carry enough that would be, that, you know, if they would get Tiger, that would bring them together?
Well, see, every time Tiger plays on the PGA Tour, the ratings do go up. But he's 48 now. And his appearances are so few and far between, it would give them the name recognition, and it would hurt the PGA Tour because he's on the tour council right now. But it's not 2004, and it's not 2014, it's 2024. And that, you know, and Father Time with Tigers winning.
Oh, that's. Yeah, there's no doubt about that at this point.
All right, we'll take a break. This half hour brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing, they can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
You want your young athlete to get the most out of life and NIL. You need a roadmap, a strategic approach. NIL Game Changers help student athletes earn while they learn in their collegiate journey. Driven by former student athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents and content media designers, they'll guide both student and family, starting with high school students looking toward college and those already in college. Get a seasoned team of marketing experts with a background in athletics and coaching. Visit NILGameChangers.org, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities.
Yeah, all right. Great to have you with us on the show today. This half hour brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. You see Matt Cotrillo's reaction if Tiger were to get a live contract? I mean, the owner of the Bitterness Cafe.
I missed that.
Oh, he's just the pure disgust.
He must get that stuff all out with us because he's pretty mellow most other times.
No, I mean, I'm talking like, it's like that scene in Animal House. He's on a roll. Don't stop him. I think when I go to Eugene, I think I'm going to see if I can find where that is. I'm sure it's a tourist attraction.
It's got to be.
Take a picture of it. I'll send it back to Matt. I said, here's the inspiration for your rants.
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And this half hour brought to you by our great friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, lots and lots of snacks. And they have six great flavors of slushies. And the pickle bar led by the barrels and the dills. Second to none, my two favorites. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. All right. 5 minutes to play. BYU's closed the gap. 55-54 Duquesne, 5:10 left. At the half, Creighton leads Akron, 39-34. 4 minutes to play first half. Long Beach State leads Arizona, 31-28. And, of course, Michigan State has already won. They beat Mississippi State 69-61. The next game up there, and that's also on CBS, will be Wagner against North Carolina. So, there you are. You're up to date in the NCAA tournament. For those of you who may be taking a close look at the scores, maybe you're an interpreter for somebody. I don't know. What? Too soon?
I was going to say, take the opposite of what the interpreter had. I think that's what we learned from today so far.
Yeah, yes, we have. We have learned that. stunning.
And the opposite of what the Jaguars guy had.
Oh.
Except he was daily fantasy. He wasn't really sports betting, so.
Well, isn't it the same?
Well, it's the same thing, but I just mean he wasn't doing lines and overs and unders and stuff like that. He was picking players.
But I think one of the quotes that he had in there was that the further he fell behind, the more he had to bet because he was trying to make up for it. And that is... that's a problem. I mean, that's something that happens. And... and that's a gigantic problem. You fall behind, I'm going to be able to make it up. Okay. And then you fall further behind. You bet bigger because you're trying to make up for it. And you can't make up for it. You lost again. Now you're even further behind. And then you bet more because you're trying to make up for it. And you get into that vicious cycle. Now, the Ohtani part of it, that's the part a lot of people are sitting back going, okay, that part is a little dark. How about that? Is that fair?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like I said earlier, the best case scenario is he's helping a friend. He made some mistakes. He didn't quite know the laws when he did that. The dark timeline is he's the one that was betting. And that is probably a controversy that... that might be one of the worst controversies Major League Baseball's had in, probably since the Pete Rose betting scandal.
Yeah. Now, look, I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I know everything that goes on in England when it comes to sports book and so forth. I mean, not even. I only be guessing from 30,000 feet. But why is it we never hear about issues there? Is it because it's newer here?
I think so, because everything I see is people were like, we obviously didn't learn our lessons from the English Premier League. You know, it's when they really started the sportsbook stuff. It was when that soccer wasn't as big in the United States as it was then. I think there was some gambling, a lot of gambling controversies. It just, you know how we are in this country. If it doesn't really affect us, we don't really care.
Right. Okay. All right. Interesting. All right. I just kind of wondered about, because everything happening here, I never hear much about what happens there in terms of any problems with it. Doesn't mean there aren't, but I haven't heard much about it here. The Iowa State kids got in trouble. The Iowa kids got in trouble. A lot of that, by the way, has been solved. And, after going through, obviously, let's face it, a lot of reputations damaged, which... but in the end, legally, they finally got off with fines. So
I just punching it up on Google, there's one in England in 2022 where a Brentford striker was charged with 232 violations of betting allegations.
Right.
So it does happen over there.
Okay.
It's just one of those things where we probably just don't hear about it as much over there over here for.
Right. That's the bottom line is it's new here. The key with sports when it comes to this is that you have to believe there's a purity to it. And that's why, right away, oh no, I didn't bet on baseball. Okay. Right? I mean, it's amazing how quickly he got to that part. No, I didn't bet on baseball. I bet on soccer. I bet on the NBA. Okay.
Let's be honest. If, who controls the outcome? Who controlled the outcome of his games more than Shohei Ohtani pitching and hitting?
Yeah.
I mean, there's no evidence of that. But I mean.
Right. Yeah.
Even how it looks to the outside, it's just a little. It's not great.
Yeah. The perception is not great. There's no question about that. But how much can a baseball player determine the outcome? Now, a pitcher can. There's no question the pitcher can determine the outcome. I think I'll groove a few. Okay.
I mean, hitter-wise, you'd have to go piece by piece and look, try and figure out if, runners on, do you intentionally strike out here, and I think that's pretty deep. That's a pretty deep dive for somebody to try and figure all that kind of stuff out.
Yeah. Now in basketball, it's only 5-on-5.
If you watch the Boston College 30 for 30, about the Boston College scandal, the late 70s. I mean, that's one of the easier. I think that would be one of the easier things to keep the point spread involved with just a missed shot here or there.
Well, but who was one of the key figures in that?
Henry Hill.
Yep, Henry Hill. I believe didn't Henry Hill spend time at Lewisburg?
Yes,
I think. All right, so Henry Hill, if you watch the movie Goodfellas, it is alluded to in the movie. It's alluded to. Several times Maury talks about, about betting, okay? But the BC scandal, point shaving, is brought up at the trial at the end. Loosely. Like, very quickly, you listen, like, okay. And they acted like, and according to the way the movie portrays it, it was just like, so what? We did that. Who cares? That's not even a concern of ours. Okay.
I read Henry Hill's book a long time ago, too, and I'm not sure it's mentioned too much in there either.
No, because they made it seem as if it was no big deal, and like when they're interviewing Henry Hill about it in the 30 for 30, he makes it seem like, whatever, all right, look, we're shaving points. All right. I had other interests in Pittsburgh. So what?
I mean, let's be honest. Do we know how many times the mob had somebody shave points? Probably not.
No. I don't want to know.
No.
I don't want to know.
Geez, you go back to the '50s in Kentucky and New York University, or wherever it was back then. It wasn't New York University back then.
CCNY.
CNY, that's right.
Yep, CCNY. And I don't know. It's... this. I mean, they have to be aware of this the entire time. Again, you need to have the integrity of this.
It's just one of those. It just brings out the cynic in me that I just think that there's a lot of stuff going on under the surface with this that we don't know about yet.
Yeah.
Be it gambling in general and the Shohei Ohtani story in.
Right.
I mean, as a baseball fan, as somebody that enjoys watching Shohei Ohtani play, you know, it's. I just hope it. I hope it is, you know, just helping a friend. I hope it doesn't get darker. I hope we're talking about baseball next Thursday when opening day starts, and not a controversy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's. You hope not. I mean, you don't want to see that. Look, no offense, but it's the friends and family of the interpreter that care about him. America, as American sports fans, they care about Ohtani.
Well, yeah.
Simple as that. All right, we're going to update the scoreboard for you in a moment as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKLK, brought to you by Brewers Outlet.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection, imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Spring has sprung, and it's time to dust off those insurance policies. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855 or visit our website at purdyinsurance.com to see what we can do for you.
Okay, so let's get you up to date. This half hour brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarkets. All right, so there's 18 seconds to go. Duquesne leads BYU 65-62. 14:24 to play. Creighton leads Akron 56-42, so Creighton's taking control of that game. At the half, Arizona's now up 6 on Long Beach State, 41-35. Michigan State won. Walker had 19 as Michigan State beat Mississippi State, 69-51. And early, North Carolina leads Wagner, 6-3. That's early. Early. 6-3. Very early. Okay. So. All right. Carter Cerracci faced number 8 seed Adam Kemp of Cal Poly. Is going to face number 8 seed Adam Kemp of Cal Poly. And he did open up and beat Sparks, Andrew Sparks, and Storaci won 12-6. No issues. No issues for me. Jogged off the mat when it was done. Okay. So that's a good part right there.
How'd you like to be the poor 8 seed and find out that Carter Storaci is the 9 seed after defaulting out of the Big Ten tournament?
Well, imagine you're the 1 seed.
Well, that's true, too.
You're the 1 seed. Like, I get to face the winner of 8-9. But what? Who? Ay. All right, so they get it done. It has been Again, Kasich losing, going to the consolations, Nagao losing, going to the consolations. Everybody else has won. Messenbrink was able to win. He got a technical fall, 18-2, just like Levi Haynes got a technical fall. So there's some bonus points early. And then Storaci got his job done and took care of business. Winning, and they say, I guess he was close to a pin it as well. But, yeah, that's... At the moment, Penn State's tied for third place. That's not going to last long.
No, and I think you probably heard the collective sigh of relief in Pennsylvania when he came out there healthy, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, is he healthy? He's as healthy as he's going to be at this stage. How about that? Let's, you know, he's as healthy as he's going to be. Right? Is he 100%? Let's face it. The guess would be probably not. Okay? But is he healthier than 4 weeks ago? Yep.
You know, we talked about it in football season. Wrestling's another sport. There's no way you're 100% healthy regardless at this point in the season.
Right. Hey, but you know what happened in the Edinburgh thing last month? You know, it's just you probably need idealistically more time, but he is as ready as he could possibly be, considering he is where he is. And not only that, Cale made a great point to me when I talked to him about this. He said, Steve, he's had injuries before, like, and he's had to fight back from it. He knows how to fight back from injuries. Okay. And there is something to that. There is something to that. But he won. And now he gets the number 8 seed. Okay. Very nice. Yeah. You're the number 1 seed. Like, oh, this can't be happening. Really? This can't be happening.
Could you have made him like the 7 or 10 seed for the number 2 seed?
Exactly. Right? I don't want to see this guy till the semifinals. Come on. Or till the finals. I'll see him in the finals. What the heck? Make him a 7 seed. Make him a 6. Something. Don't make him 9. But then again, he was 0-2, technically, at the Big Ten Championships.
I mean, in theory, the poor 1 seed is going to have to get through the blood round to be an All-American after being the 1 seed.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So, yeah. Other guys are getting ready to wrestle now, so including Aaron Brooks and the like. Bernie Truex out in Kansas City. So up to this point, what do they have? 7 in the books. Penn State's 5-2 with a couple of tech falls, but it's the two losses that have Barry Sabengo. Whoa. Okay. You know, when you have high expectations, when they have high expectations, which Penn State does, so Duquesne up 70-67 on BYU, 4 seconds to play. Creighton's up 14. Arizona's up 6 over Long Beach State at halftime. North Carolina leads Wagner 12-8. They polled Red Sox fans outside of Fenway Park about the Red Sox starting lineup. The only guy they could name was Rafael Devers. There's nothing like the ability to sell tickets on name recognition.